Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Courthouse, here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we have a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And we do a streaming on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site pretty soon after we get through with the show. It's not immediate, but it's pretty soon. And just happen to have the... the publisher, I don't know what his official title is, of the Horizon here this morning, Mr. Thomas Weaver, and he's going to be talking about a fishing contest that's coming up. And I think one of his buddies is supposed to be by here with him to help him out a little bit. And then, of course, I think that Kevin will be coming on again, and we'll do our little weekly update we've been doing during the COVID, I think that's the COVID virus problem here in the country. And we'll be talking about that a little bit. But it's always a pleasure to be here, and of course this show comes to you through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and all the good people that advertise here on the radio station, which just happens to be WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And it's a pleasure to be able to come to you and to have a little bit of chatter about what's going on here in Clay County, some of the important things, sometimes some of the less important things, but that we think are pretty interesting, and hopefully that you do also. And then about halfway through the show, we'll read off a list of folks that are celebrating a birthday this week, get their names on here, and then about the end of the show, we'll pull out a name, and they'll get a coupon good to take over to the Salina Dairy Queen to get one of those delicious ice cream cakes. And I think them things worth about $20 or $25, I think. So that's a pretty good birthday prize. So make sure you listen to that, and make sure if you've got someone that you'd like to have honored and have a chance to earn one of these birthday cakes, call 243-5574 and speak slowly and clearly into that answering machine and tell them all about it. But with that, I guess we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back just in a few minutes, and we'll talk about some of the things going on here in the county. And we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. and always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure to be here this morning. And Mr. Russell West just made it in to sit beside of Thomas Weaver. And I think they're going to be talking a little bit about an activity going on up at Horse Creek Marina. I call Horse Creek Resort sometimes, but that search doesn't work as good as Marina. And, of course, I know it's a very, very worthwhile cause. It's been going on for a few years, and it's for Mr. Kevin Watson, who succumbed to, I think, melanoma a few years ago. And Kevin was one of the young men that was in high school while I was coaching basketball. He was on our basketball team, I know, for two of the 3 years that we went to the state tournament. And then I think he was on the team that came back when we supposedly had lost all of our talent and won another district championship as a senior. And he was a very integral part of the team that went to the state tournament. Most folks don't realize that good substitutes like Kevin was for a couple of years really, really is what makes your teams good. And, you know, those first five that go out on the floor and perform every night, they're that good usually because they got somebody right behind them pushing them. And he was one of those guys, and he was an outstanding football player. And Thomas, I believe he's in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame as an all-around athlete. And I think he was a three-sport athlete here, and just an outstanding young man, young citizen here in the county that we lost way too early.
I agree with you, Thomas. And first of all, thanks for having us here on behalf of the Kevin Watson Memorial Tournament. And you're right, Kevin is in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted a couple of years back, and great sports career, but even a better person, like you say. And that's what you see at this tournament every year, the turnout we have, the friends he had, the support from the entire community is just overwhelming.
And what, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, how the tournament was founded, what the benefits of it, the people you have showing up. Just give us a quick, I mean, not necessarily quick, just a rundown.
Well, as far as
how it got started, no.
What Russell and I have counted up, we think it started in 2009, and the inaugural event was set up to raise money for the family. You know, he had
right.
children and that kind of thing. He passed away at the age of 41. So this is the 12th year of it. And, again, it was just kind of a community effort. A lot of his friends, just a lot of people. Kevin touched a lot of lives, and you see it every year the way they turn out, don't you, Russell?
Oh, yes. You know, Kevin is one that, you know, he made a big impact on all of his friends and lots of people in the community. And a bunch of them got together and started this. And I've probably been helping now for 8 years. And it's a really neat event because you'll have people that never fish a tournament all year. They like to fish, but they don't fish tournaments. But they'll show up for this one just to show their support for family. And we have our meal, and everybody gets to sit around and eat and just socialize and have a big time. And lots of picking going on from year to year on each other. But it's been a huge event in the last several years.
It has, and of course the money now goes to fund scholarships in Kevin's name. I think they'd be giving away two annually at this point. And, you know, like he said, it's not really about the tournament. These guys ante up $25 a head, and it's donated. Now, they do have a little pot that they can get a little return on their investment. But I tell you, maybe not about the money, but these guys want to win this tournament, too.
Rivalry
between.
It's a lot of bragging rights. You know, we go back and forth on bragging rights on this because there's so many that show up, and they're all local. You know, majority of them are local, but now we get lots that come in from other places, and, you know, they see what it's going for. And, you know, like I say, this will be the 12th year. So that would mean 11 years that it's went to our scholarship, and several of those years, you know, we give away two scholarships. You know, if we raise enough money, you know, we would give two scholarships away.
Well, good. Tell us a little bit about the tournament itself, the rules, and the number of folks that you get.
Well, when it was first established, it was actually a daytime event, but it's always been a 5-fish limit, any bass. With the smallmouth limit we have, you can only weigh 2 per person on the smallmouth side. But the 5-fish limit turns it into mostly a largemouth tournament. It is now fished at night from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. is when we have the weigh-in. And then the meal starts at 6, I think, Russell. And that's one thing that really gathers the people. And they also take donations. It's a catfish dinner is what it is. And you can also give a donation to partake in the meal without fishing the tournament. So, but it's a highly competitive event, and I know last year we probably had an hour-long weigh-in, didn't we? You know, about everybody that fishes weighed in fish, so we got some good fishermen. The fishery's fishing really well right now, and, you know, it's just a good all-around event.
Nighttime fishing on Dale Hollow Lake.
That's right.
Well, we could sit here and talk about that for at least 4 or 5 minutes, couldn't we?
We could.
Oh, yeah.
Russell, do you fish nighttime?
I do.
And I know Thomas does. And you guys, of course, fish this thing, too. Are you eligible to win?
Well, we may be eligible.
We've got to catch the fish first.
Oh, yeah. You're making yourselves available to win.
Right.
Yes, definitely. And there's no limit on how many you can have in the boat. With it all being just, you know, for good times, and, you know, the only money that's on the line is if you get in the side pots, but, you know, the rest of it's just pure bragging rights. So, you know, you've got several boats that'll have 3 people fishing in them, and, you know, a couple of years we've done a youth tournament kind of on the side too, and let all the kids, you know, just be against themselves, but didn't have as big a turnout, and a lot of them wanted to be in with all the big folks anyway, because they were catching just as big a fish, or if not more, than everybody else. So we put it all back together this year. But
we hadn't hardly got up there on that level with Ernest Garrison and Danny Stone. You know, that's the two names, Thomas, that come up year after year. It was kind of a battle between those two for probably 10 years.
Yeah.
So we've seen a few different winners lately, but Russell and I hadn't hardly got to that level yet.
Yeah, it's, you know, one year I had a really good year, and I don't fish near like a lot of those guys do, and, you know, I caught 4 fish and about 4 casts, and then fished the rest of the night and never could bring another fish in. So I went there with 4 fish, and, you know, it just, there wasn't, with that tournament, you've got to have 5, and they've got to be big fish, because it's amazing that, you know, you're talking 18, 20 pounds win this every year, and it, you know, it's hard to, you know, they find the fish and, of course, have a big time.
Right.
Well, you know, we've got to take a little break here a minute, but before we do, how about if I suggest something? If you win it this year, you have to split up. You can't fish together next year.
Right.
You have to pick you a new buddy to go fishing with.
It's pretty much alternated every year, back and forth between Stone and Garrison, and then we've got Derek Anderson, Brian Burchett, and Chad Davis won it last year,
yeah.
So they're trying to...
So, you know, what I'm saying is they shouldn't be allowed to fish together. They've got to get them two buddies to fish with this year.
Yeah.
Right.
So if they're that good, they need to be training someone else.
If we see a dynasty developing, we may have to go with
it. Well, we might just have to start telling them, you know, they got to show us where they caught all their fish.
Yeah. Well, now, you know that you get truth out of a fisherman.
Yep. My fish get bigger every year.
I always been told you can be a good fisherman or a good fella. You can't be both.
Well, you know, that's a kind of thing I read somewhere or another once, that the older I get, the better I used to be.
Right.
So I think that's kind of like that. The older that fish gets, the bigger it was. But, of course, now we do have the proof on the one big fish now. I think that's all finally settled.
Well, I don't know if we said it or not, but it's Saturday night. We just say that, right?
Yeah.
This weekend.
This weekend coming up. And look like it's going to be a good... What about the moon? We're going to have full moon or...
We're on the back side of the full moon.
All right. So that's really going to make it a good night, isn't it?
Yeah.
But see, I think the way it used to be, if you had the moonlight, it was good for the trout fishing in the lake. If you had the full moon, but then when the moon went under, it was time to start casting the banks looking for them big bass, wasn't it?
Right.
And I know another thing, guys, just a little tidbit on the side here. When Kevin was in high school, if you remember, you know, Kevin had that nice round face and a great big old smile from ear to ear. Well, somewhere along the line, I don't know whether it was Craig Ogletree or some of those guys, and I don't even know how they knew who this character was, but they nicknamed him Howdy after Howdy Doody, the old puppet character from back in when I was a child. So that was his nickname. You guys probably didn't even know that, but that was his nickname. So he was Howdy. And that was, of course, that was Kevin, too. When he come up, he always told you Howdy.
Yeah.
But just a little something I thought I would throw out there that from the time that he was in high school out here. With that, let's take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll finish up on this. And may let you guys maybe talk about yourselves a little bit. And I know Thomas, with the marina up there, got a lot of changes up there, and been a totally different vacation season this year. Talk about that a little bit. And Russell, I don't even know what Russell, I think Russell maybe is working over at one of the banks now.
Yep.
Two of our young entrepreneurs that are back in Clay County that we're glad to have here. We'll let them talk a little bit about, maybe a little bit about themselves also. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. And always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, got Russell West here this morning and Thomas Weaver. And luckily, I didn't call him by his older brother's name, which sometimes I do. And of course, these guys, I wasn't their teacher in high school. I think Thomas was coming when I was still over there, but I think I'd kind of moved out of the classroom and had retired from coaching and when he started his freshman year over there. But known him since he was a very, very small child. And best I remember, his dad may have been on the first basketball team when I was an assistant coach to Bobby Westmoreland here about 1970, I guess it was. And so known him for a long, long time and worked with his mom for a number of years. So.
A few years, yeah.
And
one of my biggest regrets, if you want to call it that, when I became a freshman, of course, both you and Russell Richardson both retired. So I guess you saw me coming.
And I guess Thomas's uncle was one of the best basketball players that I ever had. So, you know, there was a tradition there. And I know, Russell's dad was, I was a sponsor of his senior class about the second year that I taught when I started teaching. So I go back a year or two with him. And, of course, his mom and then my mom were first cousins. So this is just kind of a unique little group here this morning. But, guys, I know Russell is one of the young men who is a college graduate who came back to Clay County. Russell, off the top, why did you do that?
Well, Solano will always be home. I went to Crossville for a couple of years and, of course, got the opportunity to come back. And there's one thing about Clay County. I used to say that there may not be a whole lot here, but what's here means the world to 90% of the ones that's here. It's just a small community and the way everybody comes together. And like we were talking earlier about the fishing tournament, it's amazing. You know, the ones that even don't fish that will come down and just to support it, to come eat and socialize. And, you know, it's a peaceful time, and it doesn't take us long to get to where there's stuff. And, you know, it's nice when you don't have to worry about so many things. And everybody pretty much knows everybody still. I mean, you'll have a lot that move in you may not know, but you give it time and you'll eventually meet them.
And I'm going to throw something out here. I don't know what Russell will say about it, and that is the Cattlemen's Association. He was talking about people helping people here in the county. I think that's one of the most, I hate to say this word, secretive group that does so much. And it's just an example of the way the people in this county take care of their people, aren't they?
Yeah. Even with that, you know, the Cattlemen's Association also does a scholarship every year, and I've helped with that for years and years now. But, you know, that's another event. You know, we usually cook steak sandwiches a couple times a year and try to raise money, and it's amazing that even just that, how we can give scholarships away, and that's where all those funds pretty much go to. It's slowed down so much, and the price margin on selling sandwiches has got really, really tough.
Right now it is,
you know,
isn't it?
But yeah, it's...
But I think when you look at it, I think maybe steaks are actually cheaper than hamburgers right now.
Yeah.
But you know, this county is great about doing things like that. I know we have numerous benefits, and people turn out to help each other. And I guess it kind of goes back to we've always been that way. We haven't had a lot of big-time businesses here. I know we had the Oshkosh folks for a number of years, which, you know, basically supported this county for a long, long time. But after it left, you know, we went through a period of rough times, but, you know, it looked like we're on our way back. And I know
on the way back, that's one of the things I was kind of leading into, Thomas here, who is, I'm not sure exactly what his position is called now, up at the Horse Creek Marina, but I know that the marina now is under new ownership, and I know since the years I've known Thomas that a tremendous struggle that marina had as a trying to remain a family-run, family-owned operation, and with so many rules, regulations that govern those things now, repairs that had to be made, things like that, that it really became impossible, didn't it, Thomas? You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Well, it's almost with any industry, Thomas. My operation, it's just hard to make a go at it. And, you know, all the marinas on Delaha Lake started that way, and we were one of the last holdouts. You've seen major investment all across the lake, and we're just falling under that same category. We're fortunate to have a new owner, a new investor who is really doing some great things at Horse Creek. Of course, the family is still intact there. We're still doing all the work, I guess, one way to put it. I am the manager still, and we've got some good things going. And at Horse Creek, we're renovating all the cabins. We'll probably start working on the dock come fall. But it's a big thing, and not just for Horse Creek, but for Salina. And, you know, Denny's doing the same thing with Cedar Hill and Del Hollow Marina. So, you know, we've kind of been behind the times on this end of the lake down towards Salina. And I think that's fixing to change, and it's going to benefit the entire county.
And I know if you live out on Highway 52 or 53 coming in from Gainesboro, you've noticed the increase in the boat traffic that we're looking at this summer, that there is a change in the pattern. Folks coming in to this end of the lake again.
Right.
I think they've discovered that it's I know a lot of them, when they came down, like Mohau, used to, they would come through Tompkinsville, Kentucky, come on down here because of the rugged road getting in that way. But then they improved it from what they call the Bloody Crossing over to Burksville, and then improved the road down Pea Ridge. And that really was a boon to the boat docks up in that area. And I know there's been major improvements up there. And I do know also, Thomas, with the boat docks up there and the deals with the Corps of Engineers, you're basically limited to the amount of space you've got there and the amount of expansion that you can do, unless you can talk them in or you know, do some more leasing and things, which I think is what Denny has done up with Del Holland and then Cedar Hill, that he has leased from the Corps, I think maybe right now all the way out to out the bank, all the way out to what the really to the parking lot out there.
And I'm not quite sure
exactly how far it goes.
Everyone has a designated lease area from the Corps, and then if you have any private property around that lease area, you can expand there. But you're right; it's all regulated. You have to get permission to do expansions, that kind of thing. And you know, right now we're basically just working on what we have, trying to improve our current layout. Again, we've totally renovated most of the cabins. They're really nice, all new. Redoing our rental fleet, pontoon boats, should have them available starting this weekend. Just a lot going on at Horse Creek.
Well, are you going to try to go back with rental houseboats again? Or are you?
Not at this point. You know,
that's a big investment, isn't it?
It is, and honestly, that market has changed tremendously. About the mid-2000s or so.
Right.
2005, you know, somewhere around that range. That market kind of changed, and, you know, about half the marinas on the lake rent them and still do well with them. But you see more slip expansion and things of that nature. That's what people are wanting right now.
You know, now I think something that Denny had, I think maybe some of his folks found out about over in East Tennessee, the lake over there. I guess it was a Corps lake also, where they allowed something that they said that you couldn't do, and that was a thing called floating cabins.
Yeah, they've just now, it may have been 5 years ago since they said they would allow those, but you haven't seen them yet. I think Denny tried to, or is in the process of maybe converting an old houseboat hull into a floating cabin, but that's definitely something people will probably start at it in the future, and maybe even Horse Creek.
Yeah, somewhere along the line up there. Okay, now let me ask, so the Memorial Day weekend, was that a pretty good weekend?
It was. It always is.
Yeah.
We were fortunate. The only thing that hurt us that weekend was the forecast.
Right.
If you remember, they forecasted rain. We didn't get any until
right.
Monday. But, you know, your three staple holidays, it really doesn't matter. People are coming anyway. But what we've seen is a lot of times it slows down after Memorial Day. And the weekends in June leading up to the 4th of July, we've probably seen an increase lately. And I think it's due to COVID-19. Folks aren't traveling anywhere else. They're not playing ball. There's nothing else going on. So everybody's coming to the lake on Saturdays.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to a bunch of people saying, you know, they've driven up to Pleasant Grove. And he said, they've said, you know, the parking lot is just as full the weekends after the holidays as it was before.
Yeah, I was up there a week or so ago, and it was packed, and it was 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, getting ready to go fishing, and it was still packed. You know, you had to find a spot.
You know, it's that time where you can walk across the lake without getting your feet wet. Just step from boat to boat.
Yeah.
But that's a great sign, and it's, you know, it's a great sign for the local economy, a great sign for all of our marinas on the lake. And hopefully we'll have maybe one of the best summers we've had in a while here for that. And as you said, this virus thing has got people thinking about staying close to home. Well, guys, I know we have now been here about a half an hour, and I'd say you guys probably want to get back to work. I'm gonna read my birthday before I excuse you guys. Let me do that real quick. Celebrating birthdays or anniversaries this week, we got Margie and Donnie Boone celebrating an anniversary on the 6th of this month. And also June the 9th, Mr. Austin Melton celebrated his 17th birthday, and Nanny and Pa called that in. And also celebrating her 71st birthday this week, Mildred S. Short. And then looking on down our list here, Carolyn Hayes. I think she's celebrating a birthday today. Cindy Strong, a birthday yesterday. Zane Roberts on the 12th. Zoe Hayes, I think she's turning sweet 16 this week. And also Chrissy Watson, her husband Bob called in to wish her a happy birthday. And also another gentleman that I've known for a number of years who came in here because of Dale Hollow Lake, that Mr. Herb McKay, celebrated his 85th birthday this past weekend. Wish him a happy birthday. And then Mike and Suzanne Smith celebrated their 45th anniversary on June the 8th. And James Thomas Strong celebrated a birthday this past week. So we had all those birthdays. Not quite as many as we had last week. And I think all of them last week were on basically the same day, but scattered out a little bit more this week. But with that, guys, I appreciate you being here with me this morning. And at any time, you guys come back, and I know we'll get Thomas back again here before long. We're just going to be talking a little bit about what's going to happen with our sporting seasons and going on that, and it's going to be time for fall sports if we're allowed to play them this year.
It's Thomas. Thanks for having us, Thomas.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and hope everybody comes out this weekend to the fishing tournament.
All right, and I think they will. They always do. Yeah. Everybody have a big time. All right, we'll take a little short break. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun. but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. And always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Sure do appreciate Russell and Thomas coming by for a few minutes this morning, and want to remind everyone, of course, to turn out for the Kevin Watson tournament up at Horse Creek Marina this weekend. I know it's a fun time, and it's a very important time because of the, fact that this money is going to scholarship for worthy students here in Clay County. And, of course, it, like I said, in honor of one of our fine young men here in the county that we lost way too early. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Thomas. Good to be back.
How are you?
Doing all right. You know, I was just thinking, if you're Johnny Carson, I've become Ed McMahon. Yeah, I'm your sidekick, if there's an equivalent to that. But it's good to be here. Absolutely.
It's good to be anywhere, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely is. We need to be thankful for every day we crawl out of the bed.
And that day's the best day of your life, isn't it?
We need to look at it that way. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson came out with something along the lines of mark it on your mind that today will be the best day of your life. Something along those lines. That's a big paraphrase.
And treat it that way.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, before we get into any news, it's worth noting, I guess, I've been doing your job here for a few minutes out in the corridor there. We've got an older couple touring the courthouse here. I think at least one of them had knowledge of the courthouse and of Clay County for a long time. I did get to just briefly talk to them before coming in here. They're from Oak Ridge. And staying at the campground. They said that, I believe the phrase they said was, well, we've been by here about 3 or 4 days in a row, and we finally decided to stop. I guess you saw the door open, but just admiring the building and our interpretive panels, and they may still be out there looking around, but I told them it's good to have them in Clay County, and we appreciate them being here.
I thought they might have been one of the couples come back to celebrate their 50th anniversary.
Oh, boy, you've seen a lot of that through the years, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
And, of course, I guess our older folks at least will remember, we were the marrying capital of the Upper Cumberland at least, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
One of the big deals back in the 80s when I was in the newspaper business was for us to run the marriage licenses. And it would be an extensive list, and the majority of them were not locals. They were Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky, but you could come down here and get married fairly quickly.
All in one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And most places you had to do a blood test and wait 10 days.
Right.
Of course, we had the hospital over Livingston, the one over Tompkinsville. They could turn the results right out and hand them to you, and you bring them over here and get all that paperwork taken care of.
And no telling. It'd be great to have some record of that. Of course, no records were kept. How many people literally got married on this courthouse yard here and inside the courthouse just spur of the moment. I mean, not a lot of planning went into it. Well, the judge, as we used to call them, the county mayor now was around, or if one of the justices of the peace happened to be around, it just happened right here and there, didn't it?
Yeah, and we had the preachers around here.
Well, absolutely.
We had, I think, Mr. Joe Burnett had the, I guess it was the hard work.
Well, yeah, he was just across the street
I think
here.
Maybe he may have been a Baptist minister, and I guess was Mr. Estill his brother? I believe he had a dry goods store right next to him. And
I'm not sure of that.
I believe he was a Church of Christ minister. And then I think you could walk across the street and find the Methodist minister over there. Methodist church was just across the street here. Or you could get a civil ceremony.
Right, absolutely.
So we had it all covered. And best I remember at one time, I think maybe that's the clerk actually had a little wedding package that he gave folks.
Well, I didn't realize that.
I think I can remember seeing those back toward the end of that time. Some washing powders in it and things like that. Just
right.
Thanks to get them started off on the right foot.
No telling how many thousands of people, though, were a part of that. I start to say hundreds, but I bet it crept up into the thousands through the years.
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin?
Well, a quick update, some things we usually talk about, and we'll not a lot of movement on either of those in some respects. We'll just quickly go through them. Of course, I always want to ring the bell about the census, and we'll talk about a real bell ringing here in just a few minutes. We're still running behind our average of 10 years ago and running behind the state. We're not seeing a lot of movement right now in people responding, and I'll admit I did not check to see if that's the case in other counties. It may be, but I know one thing, if the numbers stay where they are right now, there's going to be a lot more people in Clay County and across the Upper Cumberland who will have somebody knocking on their door this year. So, folks, if you don't want that to happen, please respond. You can do that with your piece of mail that you undoubtedly got. Goodness, that'd be 3 months ago now, I guess, or they're about close to it.
Oh, I
or
think
by
that,
phone or online.
Interrupt on that. Now, if you have a post office box, I believe that you will not receive a written letter.
No, you likely did not, the way I understand it, receive either the notice or the questionnaire. They go by physical address. But if you still want to self-respond, you can do that. You do not have to have that. Goodness, I've forgotten whatever it is, however many digit number it is. You can use your physical address, and that is how they will find you. You know, if you don't respond, they're going to go to your physical address and knock on the door. But no, if
you're waiting for it to come through the mail at the post office, you ain't going to get it.
It will not happen, as I understand it. That's exactly right. If it were going to happen, it would have happened many weeks ago. Yeah, but as I understand it, talking to the folks at the census, you're exactly right. They will not receive one at a P.O. box. They'll find you at your physical address. But I also know somebody who receives by a P.O. box who went online and did it using their physical address.
No problem.
No problems whatsoever. So you can do that if you want to. Again, we're behind. We really urge everybody. I guess we've talked about this maybe the past couple of weeks, but there are projections out there that we could lose up to around another 250 people in our county. Hope that's not the case. We really need to make sure everybody's counted. But, for example, Thomas, if we lose that 250 folks that's projected, that will mean a loss in various types of funding,
right,
dating back to 2010, of almost $3 million. Well, that's a lot of zeros for us. I know we talked about it last week, but just want to emphasize, and again, I'll say I know probably everybody who's listening to us today has already responded, but if you've got a friend or a family member or somebody you go to church with that you know has not yet responded, please urge them to do that. We need to make sure everybody's counted. Thomas, something else we've updated, and there's not been a lot of movement. I think maybe one case since last week is a COVID-19 update. I know we've talked a lot about the statewide numbers, and they continue to grow. So much more testing going on, but we'll just talk about the local situation today. We do have 9 cases now in Clay County. 6 are recovered, and we have had 541 negative labs. So if you add the 541 and the nine cases, we've tested 550 people in Clay County or Clay Counties that went somewhere else possibly to be tested. So,
okay, another thing real quick, Kevin, I noticed this morning, I'm sure you may have too if you watched the news, and that is the giveaway mask that the health department have. They have done all the tests and everything on them, and they are okay to use, and they're going to be giving some of those away again.
My knowledge of that is no more than anybody else's, but I did see it on TV. They will start to redistribute those masks. They've been deemed okay.
And if you've got one, get it back out. It's great. It's fine to use it.
There were some health concerns about that due to some chemical that had been sprayed on it, but apparently that was probably a week ago, wasn't it? In the subsequent week, they have determined that they're safe to use. So, yeah, if you need a mask and want to go to the health department to get one, I think that's perfectly fine to do now.
Okay, let's take a little short break, get this last commercial in, and we'll come back and wind this thing up. We've got quite a bit of time, so we'll be back here just in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. And always watch them around water.
No horseplay.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners three options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Kevin, one of these days we're just going to broadcast these between.
Yeah. Well, one thing, Thomas, we need to cover, and we mentioned a bell ringing a while ago. We actually have a very, very important bell ringing set for next Tuesday. Hopefully, you have seen it either on Facebook or in the both the local papers, but if not, you're hearing it now. We will have a bell ringing ceremony here at the, now that's a Historic Preservation Committee, which is overseeing the sesquicentennial, or the 150th birthday or anniversary of the county, whichever you want to call it. The 150, as we call it, that committee is overseeing a bell ringing ceremony here at the courthouse at 5 p.m. next Tuesday. That is June the 16th. Again, at 5 p.m. Now, this is not meant to be a big public gathering. We're wanting to maintain our social distancing and observe everything that we need to. But the intent is to start the bell ringing here and have it literally spread across the county. And I believe we're going to be able to do that. We've been touching base with a lot of folks and some folks that have church bells. We've already made arrangements with some of them. We've reached out to our emergency services folks to either ring bells or sound sirens or whistle. Hey, if you've got a whistle and you want to go outside and whistle it at 5 p.m. next Tuesday, we're good with that.
I wonder
just anything. We don't want to concern anybody, yeah. But we want to celebrate just briefly, you know.
I'm wondering if does the Baptist Church and their tunable bells reckon they've got Tennessee waltz?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They but might be able to tune up on their bells.
I know they have
after
been,
we get through.
Yeah, I know they've been contacted and will be participating along with a couple of other churches. And again, if you've got a bell, we're going to bring a portable bell in here to start things at the courthouse. And of course, there's some various spots around town here and around the county, but. Doesn't have to be that. If you want to go out and honk your horn, again, blow a whistle, emergency services folks, obviously they have noisemakers with them all the time. But we're going to try to get for, you know, we've not set a time, but for maybe for a minute around 5 o'clock, right at 5 o'clock, yeah. As near as we can. Literally have bells and whistles and sirens and horns going from Harmony Springs to Willow Grove and every point in between.
Maybe I can get Si to come up the house and ring the dinner bell up there about 5 o'clock.
Hey,
because I'll probably be over here.
That is the whole purpose. Now, tied to that, Thomas, and leading up to it, we will have sesquicentennial or 150 merchandise for sale and a few little displays here from 1 to 5 on that same day. Again, let me repeat that. Tuesday, June the 16th, from 1 to 5, about a four-hour period, we will have what we've got left of T-shirts, and if we run out, we'll take orders, but we're kind of at the point now it doesn't look like we're going to be ordering any additional merchandise unless public demand dictates it. We do have a good supply of everything, really, besides T-shirts, and let me say the T-shirt sizes are, you know, they're from our original order of... Did we get 100, Thomas? I think way back when. We're down to we're in the teens, is all I know to say somewhere. So, you know, it's miscellaneous sizes. You might or might not find your size, but if you're really passionate about wanting one, we will. I'm not sure what our minimum order of those would be. It might be another 100. Not sure about that. But if you're interested in a T-shirt, the pocket knife, which you've headed up that project, Thomas, we've got a... what we're calling a coin, we've got a lapel pin and a Christmas ornament, and am I leaving anything out? I believe that's our merchandise.
Oh, I have got a bunch of refrigerator magnets.
There you go.
We may just give those away to folks if they want them.
There you go.
It's got the little stuff on it. And our knives, I think this is going to be, I will count up the total number we've ordered, and this is going to become a very, very limited edition of knives. I know it's somewhere less than 150, and I'd always hoped we'd get up to the 150, which we probably would have if we'd been a normal year.
Well,
things got interrupted. But we will have your knife will be one of probably, I think, maybe 135.
Small amount.
Ever to be produced, and they won't be any more of them made after this.
And one thing we need to mention, and I wasn't a part of that project, there will be a certain amount, and I'm not going to say an amount because I don't remember what it is, of the genealogy books available, we think. We think there's going to be an initial printing of those, and some will be available for sale here again, at the Courthouse Square from 1 to 5 next Tuesday, leading up to the bell ringing.
Yeah, I think they're at the printer now, I believe.
I believe that's correct. And, Thomas, you'll have the courthouse open for self-guided look-throughs,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I've got a couple of music tapes that I've tracked down. I've got, I believe it's 18 sides of Bud Garrett music.
Right.
And about 30-something sides of songs that Lola Jean Dillon wrote.
Two very prominent local songwriters slash performers, absolutely.
And yeah. I think I ran across one live performance that Bud did down at the Tennessee Historical Society that I had never seen before, that's actually online, and got it down. And then there was a bunch on a place called SoundCloud.
Right.
And maybe there was only like one or two on YouTube, but
folks,
quite a few.
Please join in with us in this. And again, this is not something you have to show up and do in person. If you want to come see us here at the Courthouse Square from 1 to 5 next Tuesday, June 16th, that is great. We'd love to have you here. And again, self-guided social distancing tours available here at the courthouse, some merchandise for sale, but we're not looking for a mass gathering. What we really want to do is to have everybody sound their noisemaker, whatever it might be. Bell is great, but anything else is fine too. At your home or place of business or wherever it is that you are, we want to make this a literal countywide event, stretching from one extreme to the other.
Well, you know, it's been an unusually precarious year, I guess is the word we would use here, where you couldn't do and can't do much of anything in the way of big celebrations. And, of course, this being our 150-year celebration, there's no way you can postpone it up to 151 years.
Well, probably not. Different people have different opinions on that. I'm kind of, I guess my personal opinion, it's this year.
That's your birthday is your birthday.
That's right. But, folks, please join in with us. And if you have somebody, a family member, again, or friend or a co-worker that you think might not know about this, please tell them. We want to make some noise for, let's just say, 60 seconds or so at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, June the 16th, 5 p.m.
And, of course, really remind folks that there's going to be folks here around the courthouse beginning at 1 o'clock. And the courthouse, the hallway, what I've called the Hall of History here, is here, and these placards in here, and we're going all the way back to what I guess we would call prehistory.
Oh, yeah, for our
county here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, leading up to where it is today.
Well, and Thomas, if you want to take it back a little further, you know, the little stone man and little stone woman that
right.
were found, the Indian statues, predate Tennessee being a state. They go back hundreds of years. So that's a part of our county history, too.
And I do know also that there are lots of folks here in Clay County, especially younger folks, that have never been in the Clay County courtroom upstairs.
Absolutely.
And, of course, that will be open, and you can kind of see where we're making the conversion over to the local theater thing.
Right.
And just, you know, if you want to, of course, you do have to walk up steps, and if you want to walk up the steps and take a look at what's up there.
Well, as the old newspaper clippings used to say, a good time was had by all when there's given a report from somewhere out in the community. We want to be able to say that. And again, folks, if you cannot make it here, we're not advocating a big gathering. Celebrate this in your community, in your home.
Okay, well, it's time to wrap up today. And the winner of today's birthday and anniversary cake, Donnie and Margie Boone, who are celebrating their anniversary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to them, and come over by the chamber and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's time we shut the doors before they shut us off here. We're about to run out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. Same time, same channel, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, next week at 9 o'clock. And rebroadcast this evening at 6. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.